بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم. In the first 2-3 minutes we just briefly explain the tarjuma of the poems that we recite while making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so that we can understand that these are not just poems for entertainment, but these are great du'as that we are making to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if a person just ponders little on these poems, the meaning of it, then a person will get more concentration in his zikr. So it is extremely important we try and learn even one poem. You learn it and you read it with concentration and see the effect of that zikr will be much more better. One of the poems that we are busy discussing, that is when a person makes the zikr of La ilaha illallah, and as we have learned, it has been explained to us, try and sit four-legged facing towards the Qibla, read Durood Sharif first, and then when you make our zikr, pay attention. And when you say La ilaha illallah, somebody and in between this poem is read, Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. If somebody is going to ask you, that you're sitting and you're saying La ilaha illallah, sitting in the masjid alone, or sitting in the home, or you people sitting in a group and saying La ilaha, what are you all asking? So beautifully it is said that if somebody asks me, what am I asking? Then tell him, or you tell him, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. I am asking from Allah, Allah Himself, and that is what I want. Until now I didn't realize that whatever I need, I'll only get it from the Creator of needs, from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Till now when I didn't have this realization, I was going from pillar to post, running from this person to this doctor, to that lawyer, to that accountant, and to this friend, that friend. But I just see I'm not coming right. When I came here in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then I learned that whatever I need, first of all, I have to extract all the wrong ideas from my heart. So La ilaha, like a vacuum, you're taking out all the wrong thoughts, that this problem, that friend of mine can sort, or that lawyer can sort, or that doctor of mine, that specialist, he is very good. Nobody can sort, no problem for us, only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when you realize this and you say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, then automatically from your heart it will come out. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jau uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. That, oh Allah, day and night, I'm just making this dua, that you become mine and make me yours. When you become Allah's and Allah makes you His, then your problems are sorted. But for that, regularly, very important, a connection with the mashayikh, etc., and attend the programs regularly, then I see a person, generally when we hear this, we just want to be on the top step immediately. But you have to climb up the ladder, then you will reach. This is our objective, that is the highest step. But we have to carry on, and a person shouldn't become despondent. You just carry on in the spot and you will see you reach there. Then the very important lesson that we do during this period is with regard to our salah. After Iman, the greatest gift Allah has given us to get connection with Allah and to walk up this ladder, that what we said now we want from Allah, only Allah. Allah has given us the greatest gift, that is salah. This is our namaz. And we see this is such a great gift that Allah Ta'ala did not send the command down with Jibreel alayhi salam to the dunya. All other commands came down to this world. Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down. But when it came to salah, Allah told Jibreel alayhi salam, go and bring my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a whole special journey of Miraj that was undertaken. Miraculous journey. And then so much so, that to show what the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought back for us. If a person just has a slight idea, if your brains work slightly also, you realize that this is such a gift, how I must treasure it, how I must appreciate it. But unfortunately we haven't realized it, that's why we see we don't have, so to say, importance of namaz in our life. So this gift, when Jibreel Ali Islam took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Kaaba Sharif, had a heart transplant, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart was washed, etc. Then took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Baytul Maqdis. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam were present there to welcome Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was made the Imam to show us who is our Nabi. Who are we supposed to be following? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the seven heavens and he came to a point, Sidratul Muntaha. At that point, Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, from this point you have to go yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, O Jibreel, so to say, that you are my God, I don't have my guide, I don't live in the heavens. You know the road, I don't know the road. Jibreel alayhi salam answered so beautifully, that O Nabi, that anybody besides you, even myself, the greatest messenger of Allah, the archangel, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, if I go one hair's breadth beyond this point, although I'm made from nur, from spiritual light, I'll be burned down to ashes. Only personality that is allowed beyond this point is only you, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in the close proximity of Allah ta'ala. And what enjoyment between Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is pure enjoyment, not what we will think of enjoyment. And as we will learn that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented in the court of Allah, etc. Then Allah ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very, very special gift. From one of the gifts that Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on so to say, what's the golden tray of this world? The golden tray of Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala gave him that you came so close to me, which is termed, ulama have mentioned, it's not a hadith, but they always mention, which is a reality, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. That when a person performs his salah as it's supposed to be performed, that he'll see he's making mi'raj. He's going right to the arsh of Allah. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached in the close proximity of Allah. Allah ta'ala said, so, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ummah will also want to become close to me. So take this golden gift and give it to them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't given one or two salah, that once a week or something, just Jummah or just Eid day or something. 50 times Allah said, tell your ummah come and meet me 50 times a day. Allahu Akbar. Here you can't get an appointment with one counselor. He got a lot of red tape. He thinks he's very important. Forget a minister and forget the president. To get appointment with him is like out of the question. You're getting an appointment, not you making the appointment. You're getting the appointment from the kings of kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah has sent us appointment on a golden tray. And with who? Allahu Akbar. Any person gives you a gift. From the person who brings the gift, if he's an important person also, in the earlier days when the students used to study in India, Pakistan, and then those days it wasn't freely available just to make EFT or something, they had to wait for their money from their parents. And that time the postman must bring the draft, etc. When the postman comes with the draft, they give him a present. That, hey, you brought my draft, I was waiting for this. So he just brought it. Here it's not a postman, it is the Allahu Akbar. Ba'd al-Khuda Buzurg Tuhi Kisna Mukhtasar. After Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest personality, which we can't imagine what is the rank of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah gave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that golden gift, go present to your ummah, 50 salah. And this is that, so to say, that every moment you are in the court of the kings of kings. But when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming down, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he met him on one of the heavens, and he said, definitely Allah gave you a gift. The kings, when you today are a respectable person, he invites you. And when you're leaving, he doesn't just send you empty handed, he gives you a gift also. And so the kings of kings, Allah ta'ala, what a gift Allah will give. So he said, Allah gave me the gift of salah. He says, how many salah? He says, Allah gave me 50 salah for my ummah. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, out of compassion also, who had experience with these ummah, the Bani Israel, was supposed to be the choicest ummah. But they rebelled so much. He said, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, I'm afraid. My ummah couldn't perform 2 salah. Where is your ummah going to manage with 50 salah? So go and ask for a reduction. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, out of kindness, he went up to Allah Rabbul Izzat over and over. Till it came to 5 salah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now I feel ashamed to go and ask for more reduction. And look at the system of Allah. Allah has stipulated. And look at the kindness of Allah. In whose court we are, the kings of kings. When a king offers you a gift, then he doesn't take back anything for that matter. Today we see how sad, when you're getting married, then you offer big presents. Just one small thing goes sour, you're asking back for the present. You're even asking back for the mahar, etc. That is the height of meanness. Allah Rabbul Izzat said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. That Allah's sunnah won't change. Allah's word won't change. I have decreased it out of my mercy. But for every one salah you perform, you'll get the reward as if you perform 10 salah. Allahu Akbar. So just 5 times salah, we're getting the reward of 50 salah. So if we only understand what a great gift this was, then we'll appreciate these lessons, and then we'll appreciate and come to just get a brief understanding that what is salah all about? What are we missing in our life? Why is our life not in order? Why it's going haywire? Why I'm falling in depression? Why I'm falling in problems? Because I'm not appreciating the greatest gift Allah has given us for all our connections. Whether it's connection of this world or the hereafter. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, qad aflaha al mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashiyun. Allah has mentioned it in the past tense already, that the believers, the true believers who have got iman, not on just on our tongue that we read the kalima, but we understand what yaqeen, that this is the only way of mine, this is the only belief that will give me success. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people who have brought iman, they are already successful. But who are those people? Then Allah explained their qualities. The first quality which shows the most important thing for iman to penetrate the heart, and that iman to go into the heart, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That you will find these people give such importance and preference to their namaz, that when they come in the court of Allah, before even they coming in the court of Allah, they know what who we've got appointment. Today you got appointment with just any person, CEO of any company, you're taking a bath, you're wearing nice clothes, you're putting itar, etc. Allahu Akbar. We coming in the court of the kings of kings. We don't know where we're coming. That is why we just come dressed anyhow. If I got a jean, so what? If I got a skipper, it doesn't matter. If I have a topi, I don't have a topi, it doesn't matter. If I'm an imam also, I've got a long kurta under, it's a bermuda, it doesn't matter. Because we don't know what who we have got appointment. So that is why when a person doesn't understand the reality of salah, as Hazrat explains us so beautifully, and this is just a muzakara for myself, it's no bayan or anything, what we have learned from our Hazrat, our Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damul Barakatum, that, and just in my broken way, we just try and explain briefly what we have learned. That Hazrat says, what we have learned, so to say, that many of us, we went to the maktab, so we will learn the basics of salah. Or some of us, we just learned what is faraz, what is sunnah, what is nafal, and that also, sadly, myself, we all forgot about it. Then we saw our father, mother, how they read salah, so we just saw that up and down movements, and we think that is namaz. But so we didn't understand what namaz. Then ulama, they went further, they learned the more intricate masalas of masail, of namaz, etc., can give a big bayan of namaz, etc. But the example of that Hazrat gives is like a son who's getting married, and his father tells him, right, bhai, go and set up your house now. Tomorrow, next week is the wedding, go and buy all the appliances, etc. Or next month you're getting married, go and buy all the appliances. He's just too happy. He goes, he buys all the latest equipment, the best appliances in the market. But he came, he just put it in the house, set it up, everything. The time his wife came on the microwave, it's not working. On the fan, it's not working. The fridge is not working. What happened? There's no current. You got all the appliances, but you got no current. So now you say, what an idiot you are. Did the father have to tell you even that you have to connect the thing and get an electrician and have current? So me, I might be laughing at that person. I am a more stupid idiot. That I just put all the appliances in my life. I got namaz in my life. Allah won't say why you didn't make your faraz. And you got your zakat in your life, you got your fasting, but we got no current. And that is why we say that when we hear about incidents, sahaba read so long namaz, our pious elders, we can't understand, because I don't have current. So just with regard to this current, you won't find it in the kitabs of fiqh, you won't get this in the Darul Uloom class, you won't get this in the maktab. Although those things are very important, the importance of the maktab cannot be stressed. The importance of the Darul Uloom cannot be stressed. But that is just getting the current in the way you will go. That is just getting the appliances. Where you will get the current and where you will understand what deen is all about. And then so to say you will pride yourself and you will say, Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena. How happy I am. Allah is my Rabb. Allah didn't just send me empty handed in this world. Allah is so to all my needs. And Allahu Akbar, what was very, very necessary and what I need the most, Allah made that for us. But still, with my weak brains, we don't understand it. So where you will get this connection? Here in the Khanqah, by the spiritual guide, where Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that be what my true, righteous, pious servant, the arifeen, those who have recognized Allah Rabbul Izzat, you sit with them, yak zamana wa suhbati awliya, better as-sat sala sa'ad bairiya hai. One moment in the company of a lover of Allah, of those people who have recognized Allah, just that one minute, one point will come in your mind, and your life will change. You will realize, I'm 40, 50 years, I thought I was performing salah, I still didn't read any salah. And that is what our Hazrat says so beautifully, that many people after they just heard these lessons from Hazrat, many people came to ask that, Maulana, so many years I'm performing namaz, must I make qaza of all this namaz? No, what has happened is like you were in business, and you had a flourishing spot to make business, but you bought for 15 rand, and you sold for 15 rand. You didn't realize end of the month, now you have to pay rental, you have to pay your workers, etc. Now you say business is no good, business is bad. No, everybody is doing business, but you didn't do it the right way. You didn't know how to mark up your goods, etc. So exactly the same, another example our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that with a person who doesn't come to the mashayikh and think, no, I'm a big alim already, I studied kitabs and I know all the masail, and he gives a big bayan of namaz also on the day of Jummah, but our own namaz, even you can be the imam, but you'll see you won't have current in your namaz. What type of namaz that will be? Allah save me first of all. That Hazrat says, one masjid, one imam sahab was making namaz. And the mutawalli of different masjids in India, he used to go to different masjids to see everything is in order. He went to this masjid, it was Asr time. The moment the imam made salam, immediately, instead of even starting to read his tasbih, he's saying, who score? What is the score? So where was that imam's namaz? He had no current in namaz. So Hazrat says, you can even become an alim, and you can know how to give a bayan, but our Dada Shaykh says, that is like a kacha kawab. You got beautiful kawab, very tasty, but you didn't fry. In iftar time, you're putting it on the dastar khan, telling your friends, it's very tasty. They just put it in their mouth, they spit it out, they say, this is raw. What's wrong with this kawab? So Hazrat says that when you come into the Khanqa, with these places I call the spiritual, the enlightenment, to open the eyes of our heart, our eyes of our head, we just seeing dunya, and we want all the artificial things of this world, which is not even like toys of this world. We to get the real thing, the creator of all enjoyment, Allah Rabbul Izzat, come in the company of a mashayikh, and then they will fry those kawabs. When that kawab starts getting fried, Hazrat says even a Hindu will become a Muslim. Because he'll get the smell from so far, he says, where's that beautiful smell coming from? When he sees his kawabs, he says, no, now I'm no more a vegetarian. Now I also want part of this kawab. Now see, when that namaz is namaz, and then that that chair gives a bayan on namaz, like when Hazrat explains, a person really goes into a state of one is nadamat, regret. That what namaz and I am reading? And what is Hazrat talking about? So this is what we have come here, myself, to learn. And this is in a short time, 8-10 days, is not that you just, is just to put some honey on your lips. You realize that this is what I have to live for. Allah didn't send me in the world just to come and pass my life, or just to go to school, universities, and get a degree. And today that's a different subject, that not getting a degree, losing your iman also. And you still lost in your life. So this is Allah Ta'ala has created us for a very, very great purpose, and that is to get the nisbat of Allah. Connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person goes nisbat, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majroob Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Outwardly he wasn't an alim or anything. He had a high post when the British were ruling India, and he was like a top governor in the British councillors. Then he was, but when he connected himself to Hazrat Akimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, then what, even the British used to honor him so much. When he had, when nobody had cars in that time, he had a chauffeur driven car. And when he used to go to the meeting, at that time it was the British ruling, so the British were the chairmen of the meeting. When he used to go with proper sunnah, with proper kurta, topi, everything. Sometimes, very rarely, if sometimes he got late, and when he came in for the meeting, then the chairman was a British, a white man, he used to stop the meeting. And used to say, bring a chair and put here for Khaja Sahab, a chair here in front. And then used to give the summary, that this we discussed, that we discussed. After the meeting, other counselors who were also there, some Muslim counselors also, they said that, sir, when this man comes, you don't reprimand him that he is late. We come late, you reprimand us, that why you late. And you don't even give us a chair in front. You don't even tell us the summary of what has happened. Why when this man walks in, he says, when he walks in, I get awe-stricken. Because that is just the outward. Your outward appearance will have an effect on the people. Then when the inside is made, what can be said? The reality is the inside. The inside affects the outside, and the outside affects the inside. So Khaja Sahab asked his sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that what we talk here of this current, that he says, when a person, when you got nisbat, this connection with Allah, how will you know this? So beautifully, and this is why we need the company of the mashayikh. Without them, you can think you're doing work of deen. I'm an old worker. I go every year 4 months, or I go every year to the khanka, or I'm a shaykhul hadith, whatever. But if you don't have connection with the mashayikh, you won't know the reality of life. So beautifully, Hazrat asked him, that Khaja Sahab, you want to know when you get nisbat, connection with Allah, how you'll know that? He said, Hazrat told him, that Khaja Sahab, when you got matured, physically matured, did somebody had to come tell you? He says, no, then nobody had to tell me. And then automatically, he says, didn't you see your life changing? That now no more you're going to play marbles with your friends. Those boys are calling you, hey, come play marbles. Now you got no time for marbles. Now you're standing in front of the mirror and putting your hair right. And now you're seeing which friends have got cars and which friends are talking about girls. So your whole attitude has changed. He says exactly the same. When you get connection with Allah Ta'ala, now you see your friends are calling you, let's go watch the match. Hey, I got no time for that. It's my majlis day, I have to go for majlis. They can't understand because they are immature. And you just got matured now. And when you just get matured, the enjoyment, a boy thinks there's enjoyment in wet dream. But when he gets married, then he'll know what's the real enjoyment. So here we just come, we'll just get an idea, hey, what's a wet dream all about? As you start doing the course, and you start getting that connection with Allah, then you realize, oh, I'm still far from enjoyment of life. And this is real enjoyment of life, not this artificial, illicit love affairs, all this foolish entertainment, the sports, which today is not, it's not just entertainment, it has become a god. And all the stupid things, and sadly today, as our Hazrat is explaining us over and over, which shows the love that they got in their heart, and they don't keep it for themselves, they want to distribute it. And a cause like this, today we see any small thing, big seminar, apply online, and this is the fee, so many dollars, etc. And all big protocols, and you outwardly it seems, and then that call also today, you don't sit one to one. You now are zooming in, and the lecturer is giving a big lecture, like how sad Shaitan has made us a fool. Today even ulama say that we were teaching the Bukhari Sharif online, the student is fast asleep. So this online is just a big hogwash, and that is you paying a big fee to get absolutely nothing. Not only nothing, to lose your common sense. This is such a cause that the whole world money cannot pay for it. Just 1 minute in the company of the friends of Allah, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. Because ibadat can blow your head, as we will learn how shaitan, he used to make sajda on the whole earth, and it blew his head apart. And he thought I'm well, even better than Jibreel alayhi salam. And where he became rejected. And then his effort now to take us all to become rejected. And here the effort Allah said, be with the pious servant. Shaitan won't able to touch you. You don't have to worry. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Let us make our intention myself that I have come here for my Islam. With our heart, Allah Akbar. Beautifully it is explained. If somebody brings you, he just came back from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, he's your close friend. You say, you know what, I got very, very special oud itar, the very special one. You want, just give me a bottle, I'll give you some oud itar. Now you go home, you got itar bottle, but you're emptying it, and it's a sweet smelling itar, but you're emptying that bottle, and you're washing it also, and you're cleaning it. Your wife say, what's happening, you're washing this bottle, what you want to do? Says, I'm going to put very, very expensive oud itar in there. So to put you oud itar, you're washing that bottle so much, you're taking so much care just to put the itar in there. So Hazrat says that if you are so worried to put itar in a bottle, then if you want the creator of itar, Allah Rabbul Izzat in your heart, how much do we have to wash our heart? And that is why we have come here to learn first of all. I must realize myself first, the biggest sinner, and my heart is the most filthiest, and I need this treatment. When I realize whatever work of deen I'm doing also, when we start taking just medicine, then you'll see current life coming into your life. Otherwise, there's no life in our life. We're just moving like a dead body all the time. So till now we have discussed briefly, in the first few lessons it was discussed that in order to benefit from these lessons, firstly, this is the kitab, this is a bayan of a very great pious person, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, who became Shaheed also in the time of the British. And we see from this, all the mashayikh, all the pious servants, they make fikr on the ummah, especially those who are really worried to get connection with Allah, their murid, what they term as their friend. We are actually beggars in their court, and like we are beggars in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So they teach their murid how to perform salah. Because if your salah is right, your whole deen will come right. Salah is that thing which Allah Ta'ala says, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That many a times, myself, all of us, we feel very terrible that I got this disease. I still like to backbite. I get angry. I want to control myself, but just small things when I'm in anger. I got this disease, that disease, it's just not coming right. So easy, Allah Ta'ala said, you just work on your salah, that will take out all these diseases. But we have to make our namaz a namaz. Not just namaz. One is Allah Ta'ala says that kad afla al mu'minun, that those believers are successful. Who are those believers? Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. When you see them standing for salah, they stand with total devotion, concentration, etc. In other words, they not before namaz, they made wuzu, everything. Nothing was itching them. The moment they just started salah, now the nose is itching, now this is itching, etc. So that is not salah. We didn't understand what salah. So that salah, Allahu Akbar. That type of salah, Allah Ta'ala said, if you don't work on your salah, and you don't bring this connection, then فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is total destruction. There is the pit of Jahannam for those people who just read their namaz. Like myself, in and out, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, just rushing for salah, in and out of namaz, no effect of that namaz. And that namaz, Allahu Akbar, it comes clearly in the hadith, it goes up, it takes a form, that's like a dirty rag, and thrown back onto our face. So here when we come, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, and all our pious elders, and till today we make shukr, we've got a sheikh of such a caliber, and our mashayikh, and the sanad of ours, the chain that is going right till Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said clearly, don't read namaz, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz, that is, read a perfect namaz, how you saw me performing salah. Today Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself is not present, but his khalifas, his vicegerent, he taught the sahaba, they taught their disciples, and they taught them, and it came down right till our mashayikh. So very fortunate are those, even ulama, everybody who learned their namaz from a sheikh, from a reliable, pious alim, a sheikh who has learned from his sheikh. And then you will see the reality of salah. So Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali has written this kitab, and Hazrat says when he started this itikaf program, Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that what we should have at this time of the day. Allah put in the heart of Hazrat also, because that is the barakat of sohbat, of company, that we also have to learn our salah. And Hazrat was looking for a kitab in his library. This is a small kitab, a short bayan. But what is in here, that the whole world's price can't pay for this. And here we're getting it free of charge. But like Hazrat explains, Mali Muf Dile Beraham. You give anything to anybody free of charge, he won't appreciate. You give your son a 50 ren, end of the day ask him, where's it? He says, I don't know, I bought sweets, I bought this. But tell him, wash the car and I give you 50 ren. Now he just washed the car upside down, half, and you gave him 50 ren. After 1 week, ask him, where's your 50 ren? He still got it. I kept it in my cupboard because he worked for that. So if we only realize the value of these majalis, 1 minute, and Allah has brought us here. Allahu Akbar. So we make a lot of ibadat, very good, but that ibadat with no current is like those appliances with current. So that is why we shouldn't think that, yeah, I came, I'm not finishing my khatam, etc. Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab gave a beautiful example of this. He says that a person who was the murid of Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab, he went for Umrah, and it was Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab was also there, and he had few days in Makkah Sharif. His sheikh was also there, and after Asr till Maghrib was the majlis. And that time, normally there's enough time to make few tawaf. No, now he was in a dilemma. That must I go for tawaf, or must I go and sit in the sheikh's majlis? If I go for tawaf, then at least I can, my object of my safar will be accomplished, that I came here to make tawaf. But, and if I don't go to my sheikh's majlis, I'll miss out. So now he doesn't know what to do. And this is why we need mashayikh. Simple examples, they'll teach us our deen. And so he went, he asked Hazrat, what must I do? So Hazrat gave him a beautiful example. He says, Bhai, what you telling me, that you love to read Quran Sharif, and you want to make lot of khatams, but you got a problem with your eye. You look in the Quran, you can't see Quran Sharif, you can't see the words properly also. So you're going to read mixed up. Even if you finish a khatam, how many zabas, zails you must have left out, how many words you read wrong. So if you got a problem with your eye, must you first read Quran Sharif, or must you first go to check your eyes and get it sorted? Immediately he understood that more important than my tawaf is to sit in the majlis of my sheikh. Then I'll know by whose house I'm going. Then that one tawaf of yours is far greater. The 2 rakats of an arif, a person who is connected to Allah, his 2 rakats is far better than our 100 and 1,000 rakats. Because in his 2 rakats, when he just said Allahu Akbar, he already built his connection with Allah Ta'ala. When I said Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh explained, my salah is, I just parked my body here in the masjid, and I'm roaming around all over. Like your wife told you that I also want to do some shopping. You said, no, I'm too busy. She said, okay, just drop me by that grocery shop, and you do your work and you come back. So he said, okay, that is fine. You dropped her off, you buy your spices, you went to the bank, then you went to this merchant, that merchant. When you finish, you came, you just hooted. She must come out of the shop, she jumped in the car and you home. So Hazrat says, exactly that is my condition. I just came, I left my body here in the masjid, my reality, my ruh, I'm in the bank now, I'm booking my ticket here, now I'm by that merchant. When the imam said salam, it's like I just hooted, said, come, let's go now. That is my namaz. So that is why we say that the person, businessman who doesn't make profit, he say no benefit in salah. Today we say sadly, no benefit in deen. We haven't understood deen. If that is just one aspect of our deen, salah, which is a very great aspect, then if the whole of deen come in our life, what will be enjoyment? So the brief, what we have discussed already in the first few lessons in the introduction, so this was the bayana of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, then one great khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib, he found this kitab, and when he read the kitab, he said, ah, is this namaz all about? If this is namaz, then I can't miss 1 rakat of namaz. And then he read this kitab, his other friends read, they said, no, you must reprint. This was in old Urdu. And it wasn't in the market, it was, you couldn't get this kitab. So they told him that you must reprint it. He reprinted it and he did an extra favor. He put some important footnotes also to explain, to give us the summary, what is the reality of this bayan. So this is the kitab which is known Anwarus Salah, and Hazrat has taught it many, many years. This useless, humble servant, we managed to get one, two, a few opportunities to listen to Hazrat, but reality, we far from it. This is just a muzakara which we're trying to remind myself and all of us. So in the first few bayans, what was mentioned, that if you really want to understand what Salah is all about, the reality of Salah, then you'll have to do a course in Zikrullah. Without a cause in Zikrullah, you won't able to train your mind to come in one direction. Because your mind is all different directions. So just to bring your mind focused that I'm going in the court of Allah. So you have to do a cause of Zikrullah. Then when you do a cause of Zikrullah, now when you come for Salah, have the correct intention. That not I'm coming for Salah, that people must see that now, hey, I read a good namaz. I went for zikr cause. I'm back to a sheikh and I make zikr. So everybody, now you stand in front of everybody, outwardly you think you are performing a nice namaz, but your intention is to show somebody. Or your intention is what we hear, some pious servants, some sahaba got, they are engrossed in namaz. They don't know what is happening. That is not the object of namaz. The object is to pay attention, to have concentration and devotion. Then so your niyat only for the pleasure of Allah. If you got Allah, you got everything. So much so Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah used to say that, oh Allah, so getting up for tahajjud namaz, if I'm getting up because I want jannat, deprive me of jannat. If I'm getting up because I want to be saved from jahannam, throw me in jahannam. But oh Allah, if I'm getting up because I want you, please make me yours. You become ours. And I'm not fit to be yours, but oh Allah, Allah looks at your talab. So our intention, then the third thing what we learned, what we talking of concentration and devotion, which Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. Those believers are successful. When they start Allahu Akbar, you see their body is motionless and their heart is full of fear that I'm in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Fear out of love that Allah is so kind, who gave me this opportunity, I can't mess this opportunity up. So what is concentration and devotion? And in reality, outwardly it seems like a difficult task, but it's very easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. Just do the cause and see. A person who doesn't know how to change the wheel, for him it's a big musibat. If he gets a puncture, he doesn't even know why he has to use a jack. Where's the jack? Where's the spanner? He'll call 3-4 people walking on the road, do me a favor, just come lift this car for me. Get somebody with a hammer and a chisel and bugger the whole car, because he doesn't know. But when he knows, even an old man today, where you can put a jack in the cigarette lighter and it comes up, with all the technology of today. So exactly the same, when we learn our deen, one is you learn the masail in the madrasa, which is important, but now get the current, the reality of deen. You just got a body, and like this body, we all worried of the body, but the moment that ruh is gone, that body is useless. You just had a nice bath, everything proper, you shaved everything, and your ruh came out. That body is laying. Where's the beauty of that body? So your body is not your reality. Our life is our ruh. So exactly the same, this life of salah, this concentration and devotion, and deen is very simple. The simplest thing is deen. But shaitan, our enemy, fools us. What is hard? Dunya, to work so hard, get up early, he tells us, make an effort for that. And for deen itself, he makes us unmindful. When we come in the company of the friends of Allah, that 1 minute we hear, hey, deen is so easy, now your mouth will water. Now you'll realize this is the direction I must move. And then as Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and then a great sheikh of the time, Mujaddid Al-Faisani Rahmatullah Alayh, explained, what is real concentration and devotion? That is in your salah, just to know, for example, there are many 8 points, but just one aspect, very simple. Just to know that I'm standing in front of Allah. And what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is nafal, mustahab. Just to know those things. And then just to be conscious that I'm in the presence of Allah. But that consciousness won't come. You could know all the masail. That consciousness won't come if you don't do a cause of zikrullah under the guidance of a sheikh. So they would discuss what was khushu, khuzu, and then Hazrat explains after every lesson, first of all, when you go over that lesson, now you have to practice it for 40 days. If you practice it, or how much time your chef tells you stay in the khanka or stay in his company, that when you stay there and you conscious, you practice it, then you get the idea. Otherwise, that boy wants to drive or something, you tell him to drive, you must first open the, take the key, open the door, open the, and then sit, and then open the lock of the gate, etc. Now he thinks it's a big job. But when he practices little, he says, oh, now he's without telling, he just knows what to do. So when we start doing this course and we make much, but here it's supposed to be after every sabak, we have to revise that. But we don't have much time. This is to give us a realization that I need to do this. That not after Ramadan, now I don't have to go back to the mashayikh. Now we realize the importance. That go to the ulama, learn our masail, learn our qiraat, and we see all the masail, etc. that are taught to make us realize that what I know of my deen, absolutely nothing still. And then what I want connection, current. And then we were defined in the first few lessons we learned, after you did all this course, now what is the sign that you are successful or not? The sign of success, as it is mentioned here, that you realize that I have failed in my namaz. Not that you think, hey, now I did the course, now everybody can see how I perform namaz. You know, I was in itikaf, I learned about namaz. Now you stand in concentration and devotion, you think you have to bend your head. That is not the humility in namaz. We have to learn how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us our namaz. And that is our success. Our success is only in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not our understanding of deen, not our interpretation of humbleness and devotion, etc. Like some people, they say devotion, you just have to meditate for 5-10 minutes. You don't have to do this exercise up down. Whole life they can do that, they haven't understood reality. They are fooling themselves. So that was in the first few lessons. The next few lessons we learn now, we have learned that one is to realize the importance of salah. And that is why we learn Fadail, Amal, etc. These kitabs that have been taught, and these kitabs are very beneficial, very important. If you see you missing namaz, read from those aspects with regard to the importance of namaz. If you are performing your salah, your namaz, then you missing your jamaat, or you coming late, read with regard to the importance of salah, with jamaat, etc. You'll see the enthusiasm will come in you. But together with that, then you'll realize, I don't know my masail. I still don't know what is wajib, what is faraz. Now go back to the ulama and learn Allahu Akbar. And from that way Allah said, Aqim is salat al-zikri, establish my namaz for to remember me. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah, our pious elders explained, from this one short ayat Allah has shown every department of deen is so important. The maktab is so important that there you learn your basic masail. Allahu Akbar. For the maktab to function, you need ulama. So how important is the Darul Uloom, etc. Then we see after we finish our maktab course, and even ulama, sometimes we leave the Darul Uloom, then we get involved in other work, we become negligent. We even start missing salah. So then Allah has made the important effort of da'wat and tabligh. People come and remind us again. So then I realize, hey, I'm alim also, I'm missing my namaz, or I learned my namaz and I'm missing. Now you get the you got inclination to come to salah. Now you realize again, I don't know my masail. Go to the ulama, go and go over your masail again, do talim, etc. Then you realize that I'm performing salah, but I'm not getting benefit. Then you realize I need the mashayikh. Here I'll get the current which will take me now to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the importance of namaz, then to realize that namaz, from just brief explanation we have understood, hopefully, that what a great gift namaz. Namaz is not a warrant of arrest. Namaz is not a penalty that you have to come here. Namaz is a great, great invitation from Allah Rabbul Izzat. A special appointment with Allah Rabbul Izzat, which any person, the poorest of poorest, and know the restrictions, no other, you don't have to book online, etc. Not because we stayed away from the masjid, Allah showed us Allah is not in need of us. You stayed away from the masjid, we'll show you all restrictions. Now we'll blame that the mutawalli is there, we have to apply online to go to the masjid because of this pandemic, this foolish thing that came out because of our negligence.
Now we have to be running back to Allah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And see, Allah didn't put any doorkeepers. The poorest person can come first in the masjid. Get the best place right behind the imam. He can be standing next to the most pious person. He can be standing next to the most richest person. By Allah, there's no restriction. So the great value of namaz a person has to learn. Then a person learns what is khushu, all about the concentration and devotion. And then a person learns what is what is a real perfect salah. And then a person realizes, when I've got such an important appointment, now you know, you start learning what are the etiquettes. How must I go for salah? Then you start learning and finding out, am I making my istinja properly? Am I making my wuzu properly? Then you'll be conscious, can I go with this clothes for namaz? Then you won't have to ask, is this okay, can I wear this? Muhabbat khud adabi muhabbat sikati hai. When you just get an inkling that I also want this love of Allah Ta'ala, a boy who gets married, he likes some other thing whole life. Now when he gets married, the second day already his wife says, I don't like that. After 3-4 days, you see, he also doesn't like it. He goes home to his mother, she says, why, you used to like that all the time, what? He just says, no, I don't like it anymore. It's not he don't like it, now he loves what his beloved loves. So exactly the same, when we start realizing, I'm going to the court of the kings of kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who doesn't need my love, Allah wants to give me His love. Allahu Akbar. Then you won't ask, can I wear this kind of clothes? Can't I wear? Why I can't wear? I become like a billboard in the masjid, advertising for Adidas, advertising for Nike, and they don't even pay you. And that's how shaitan made us like a fool, that we come in a masjid like that. No, we have to think. You go one party, you're getting an invitation, what is the dress? So all the etiquette before coming into the masjid. How I should come, how I should enter the masjid, what are the sunnats of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that. And then Allahu Akbar, when you realize the greatness of Allah, and you said Allahu Akbar, now you realize that I have surrendered in the court of Allah. And not just surrendered like Rabia Basriya, I threw both the worlds behind my back. I don't want anything of this dunya, it's all going to perish. Akhirat also, the enjoyment of Jannat, there can't be nothing more enjoyable than the creator of Jannat. And then Allahu Akbar, we have been that the next sabak that we did with regard to when a person, the intention, takbir tahrima, you say the first Allahu Akbar, etc. Then so to say, you have knocked at the door of Allah. Allah opened for you. Now what you make salam, the sana, subhanakallahumma, how pure is Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala Himself taught us that your enemy is going to come and put spokes in your spanners in the works. He doesn't want you to get an increase or something. Who is our enemy? Shaitan. So to move your enemy away, just ask Allah Ta'ala. You go visit a big person, he's got a dog, etc. You just tell him, I came here. He'll call the dog one side, you'll walk in. So you just read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Bismillah. Then Allah Ta'ala taught us, let me tell you how to present your needs in front of Allah. Otherwise, with all our brains, we wouldn't even know how to present ourselves in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the brief explanation. We will carry on, inshallah. Allah give me all of us tawfiq to make an intention that we want to make our islah and get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, but we have to climb up the ladder, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.